Hello everyone and welcome to thegame.com.au. Plenty of football to talk about this weekend, including the West Coast Eagles and the Crows, the Fremantle Dockers and the Brisbane Lions, and arguably the game of the round, it's the Kangas and the Cats. Can't wait for that one, and we'll discuss all of those games a little bit later. But first, Shorty, welcome along again. Tell us, who are your five players to look out for this weekend?
Yeah, great to be with you, Embers. I'm going to start with a real market mover from a Brownlow perspective, Lachie Hunter at the Western Bulldogs. He's into $23 now. He's had a great start to the year. I think he'll do really well once again this weekend. Jordan Lewis, old pro at the Hawks, he continues to front up and get plenty of the football. Tom Rockliffe, well, he's had plenty of time watching on the sidelines so far this year, but last week he hit the jackpot, scored big time. He could well do something similar this weekend against Fremantle. Dan Hannabury, second favourite at the moment for the Brownlow for Sydney. He should have another big game. I thought Scotty Pender will be up against the D's on Monday, was in for a big scoring round.
We're just going to touch on the three games this weekend. The first, the Fremantle Dockers head to the Gabba tomorrow afternoon to take on the Lions. The Dockers going for their second win in a row. Shorty, can they do it?
I think they can. It was nice to see them back in the winners list last week, Fremantle. Obviously, this is a bit tougher. They have to travel. They take on a side that are normally a lot more competitive on their home deck at the Gabba, but I'll just lean slightly towards Freo.
Home ground advantage for mine. I may just lean towards the Lions in this one, but should be a good contest. The next game, and arguably the game of the round, it's the Kangas taking on the Cats. Should be a terrific contest, this one. Both sides coming off really good wins last week. Shorty, who are you leaning towards in this one?
Oh, geez, it's a tough contest to try and work through, Ambers. Look, I just thought that Geelong through the middle of the ground, Joel Selwood, Paddy Dangerfield, Josh Caddy's been in some pretty good form of late. They might be able to get off the chain. And despite no Tom Hawkins, just a slight leaning towards Geelong.
Been impressed with North Melbourne this year. And for mine, they haven't given me a reason not to tip them at the moment. So I'll stick by Kangas. Now, the final game of the round is the West Coast Eagles taking on Adelaide. The Eagles form at Domain Stadium this year have been irresistible. And I think they'll continue on their winning way, Shorty.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Ambers. I think West Coast at home, it's been a formula for success so far this season. They've been winning and winning big. I think that'll happen again on Saturday night.
Beautiful work as always.
Thanks, Ambers.
And remember, $1,000 up for grabs every single week by just playing Draft Fantasy, Pick 7 and tipping. Well, that's all from us today. Have a great weekend and we'll see you next week.